This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I probably interviewed David Icke, it's not exaggerate, 50 times in the last 18 years or so. And I've had a chance to hang out with him a few times in person, and he puts off a really good vibe. I think David Icke means what he's saying. I think he is very eccentric, and I mean that in a good way. And I think in my gut, I know, it's very healthy to just completely go a trillion miles out from this, to look at it from way far back, and then come back and look at it real close. Because I look at this world, and let me tell you, folks, we're not in Kansas anymore. And I can't get the public to just admit what's real. I mean, what's admitted in the five senses. And then I just pick up I see the trail of destruction behind the globalists, but then I pick up on the way they act, the way they behave, and I've been around a lot of their minions, and it's like their minions aren't even really alive until they're doing something bad, and then they kind of activate and manifest. And I bet it's even wilder than what David Icke's saying. I mean, my gut more and more, and it's never been wrong, just tells me that we're in the middle of something so fantastic. He'll be with us to 20 after. This is a short segment. David, how is the fight going against the psychopaths and their group consciousness, if you look at it from an atheist perspective or, you know, from any other perspective, regardless, this is going on. How is the fight going for human consciousness? Because they're really pouring it on right now to suppress people awakening. And I think this was what you said 15 years ago is true. I see this year and next year, the next few years, as a critical time.
Yeah, it is. Because in the end, it's a choice. People say, how will it turn out? Well, it depends on the choices that are being made. What you will see now, Alex, is something I've been talking about for a long time, and what we now see. I mean, I was reading an article today which was basically asking the question, what the heck is happening to the human race? Some of these extraordinary things going on with people biting people's faces off and stuff like that it was talking about. Well, going back to what I've been talking about here, the awakening is the awakening to harmony. It's the awakening to balance. And the more you awaken to that, the more you open your mind and expand your mind, the more you start to see the world in a greater and greater way in terms of seeing what's really happening. As opposed to what is supposed to be happening and we're told is happening, people start to see things. And what do they say? They say, why didn't I see it before? It's so obvious, because your mind was closed before. And thus, when it was closed, it was picking up a certain band of perception. And now you are expanding your mind and literally opening your mind to a greater possibility. Now you're picking up a much wider frequency of insight, of possibility. Thus, you're seeing things differently. But on the other side, what we're seeing is people that are getting pulled more and more into this inversion, becoming more and more an expression of that inversion. So we're seeing, people read my books from 10, 15 years ago, or 15 years ago, they'll say I was talking about the fork in the road, the parting of the ways. And we're seeing it. Those that are awakening to a greater understanding of the world, and those who are getting more and more pulled into it. And maybe next time I come on, Alex, we can relate what I've said here to the transhumanist agenda.
Let's do that when we come back. We've got 12 minutes when we come back. Let's just do a preview. If you want to come back soon, we'd love to have you. DavidIke.com. Tell us about some of your new speaking engagements coming up. People can find all that at DavidIke.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. We're looking at the big picture here today, pulling back, getting David Icke's perspective on the world. And I'll tell you this, it's a lot more accurate than what we're getting from people like Piers Morgan.
Spend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why not life?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Broadcasting worldwide.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we're going deep down the rabbit hole today with David Icke. I'm your host, Alex Jones. DavidIke.com is his website. Our sites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I've got a few geopolitical questions for David here in a moment. We'll get him back soon if he'll come on and do a whole breakdown. I know he does like 12-hour, 10-hour seminars to thousands, tens of thousands, in some cases around the world. And I think it's healthy because people need to break with the system. I mean, everything they do is about lying and hoaxing and deceiving. And, David, you were talking about the fork in the road. People are either really waking up or they're going deep into the mind control. Diabetes is up several thousand percent in the U.S., spreading into Europe. I know it's not supposedly transmittable, but the point is the things we're having put in our food and water are that help trigger it. We've got so much happening. We've got cancer exploding. We've got just all forms of evil intensifying. We've got in the media and the culture just selling the most horrible things, and where torturers of children are actually the good guys, you can see the inverse taking action. And you can't just chalk it up to deviance or to decadent societies going into decline. This is a manifestation of evil. And the churches won't fight it. They're busy glitterbugging and, you know, teaching magical thinking to people that, you know, they'll tell God what to do and all this bizarreness. What is it all headed towards, David? And are we winning as free humanity? I mean, if this was a soccer game, a football game, where are we?
Well, having just passed the point of 25 years on this journey, and looking what it was like then to what it is now in terms of people being aware that the world's not like they thought it was, well, I mean, we have made the most fantastic strides, the most fantastic achievement in what we've managed to do so far. But where's it leading? I mean, see, because everything connects to everything else, everything you say comes in and connects somewhere. So, you know, I've been having a chat today to a friend of mine who has studied DNA and seen DNA in various studies it's been involved in. And what he was saying is DNA is definitely getting weaker and it's definitely mutating. Something's going on at that level big time. I was reading a story, it was on my website and probably others too, I think it was yesterday, where a study, a scientific study, mainstream, has looked at the DNA of the poor, the urban poor, as they call them, in Detroit, and found that DNA is being fundamentally affected to the point where it is reducing more and more significantly the length of life of those people. This all fits. Why? Because DNA and RNA, which is fundamentally connected, are receiver transmitters of information. That's what they are. They receive and transmit.
And they're being told to die. They're being told to turn off.
Yeah. Well, what? I'll give you an example of what I mean. A Russian scientific study changed frog embryos to salamander embryos by broadcasting the information of the salamander embryo to the frog embryo and transformed it, right? Now, why can they do that? Because DNA is a receiver transmitter of information. And I said before, everything is a frequency. So healthy food, healthy organic food, clean water is a frequency. Polluted water, I mean, hello, genetically modified food is another frequency. And so when we are eating food or drinking whatever, or when we sit in school all day in Wi-Fi fields of radiation, when we are increasingly having our atmosphere transformed by, in terms of its radiation content on a fantastic scale, we are seeing that. We're seeing food as in the holographic level as something on the plate, but in its base form, it is an information field, and that distorted information field we call the rubbish food that we get and the polluted water, etc., and the Wi-Fi fields is interacting with the DNA and it is changing it. What is a distorted information field going to do to another information field that's receiving it? It's going to distort it, and that's what's happening.
Let me stop you because while you're speaking, they're Googling and putting up mainline prestigious universities admitting that our DNA is unraveling, degenerating, our sperm count's down almost 90%. They're admitting that they can charge DNA with the program sequence of another animal, and it will actually imprint that. So it's documented, and they know they're doing it. And you wrote about this 20 years ago, and now they're just now admitting it. They are purposefully reprogramming us to turn us into abominations. I mean, this is sick. I mean, if I was a foreign alien force, this is how I'd take over.
Here's Alex, that, you know, these ancient, endless stories all over the ancient world of the gods interbreeding with humans and transforming the human form. Well, if you understand how DNA works, you don't have to mutate the species and change the species by sexual procreation. I mean, how long would that take? You can do it by transmitting the information of the form you want to turn us into to the DNA on its frequency, and as it receives it, it will mutate in accordance with that information.
Sure, your DNA is a wireless receiver, yeah, and there's real Wi-Fi. That's why they can plug wires into people's brains now and make them stop having epilepsy. We are literally being programmed.
Yeah, and this is where the transhumanist agenda comes in. I mean, engineered wars, engineered financial crashes, all these things are absolutely vital to know about. They're absolutely vital to circulate and explain. But beyond that, the biggest agenda of all is the transhumanist agenda, because I've talked about the fact that this is a biological computer. They want to put technological computer software into the biological computer so that they can control it and control its perceptions and feed its perceptions on a level that we've not even seen so far. We talk about smart meters, smart TVs, smart phones, smart in front of all these new technologies. Everything with smart in front of it is designed to speak and communicate with everything else with smart in front of it. And thus, what they're creating is a sub-reality, an energetic sub-reality within a certain frequency band, the frequency band of human brainwave activity. And the idea is that they connect. If they can get technology inside of humans, the connection will be obviously technology to technology. They will connect the human mind, the human perception processes to this smart grid.
Sure, reality. It's artificial telepathy, and it's funny you say that. We were Google last year declassified from their own corporate records, their own founding meeting 16 years ago, where they had the billionaire investors. They go, why don't you know the search engine? They said, it's not that. Everyone's going to feed the reality into us. We're going to have an AI that's a mass hive consciousness tied into all these devices that are integrated, and it will now be a new reality. So
that's exactly what's happening, Alex, and that's why Google... I mean, Google is absolutely at the center of this. It's no accident whatsoever. But not only does Google dominate the internet, and the internet is fundamental to this technologically generated fake reality they're building and want to attach us to, but they've also got this Google X laboratory. They're also buying up robotic companies to create artificial
intelligence. It's an AI takeover. The word is it's already artificially intelligent. We're in a science fiction movie. It's taking over. It's already making the decisions.
This is the point, but... If you see what's happened up to this point is people have been pulled out of their expanded level of awareness, their true self, into the five senses by society being totally driven and focused upon the five senses. Everything's about look at this, smell this, taste this, all of it. And the education system is about locking people into the five senses and the left side of the brain, which connects more than any other part of the brain into the five senses. And people then get locked in a tiny, tiny band of five-sense reality. But what they want to do with the transhumanist agenda is take that another massive step forward. So instead of just locking people in the five senses, so that's the only reality they perceive, so they think people like me are crazy because I'm saying it's not the only reality, they want to create a situation where they have a technologically generated collective sub-reality, like a massive global cloud, as they call it, which is connected to the human thought and perception processes and is feeding this fake reality that we think is real.
I was about to say, they're not wanting to just gauge reality. They're wanting to control reality. And
completely dictate it, yes, so that we become no more than robots. Literally, we become biological, indeed, with the transhumanist agenda, biological, technological
robots. That's what they say.
David Icke has no ability to think outside of what we're being fed. That's where it's leading, and that's what we must address.
Absolutely. Well, I know you've had a lot of projects going, and you just said you can come back on anytime, 2 weeks, a month, whenever you're ready for another hour, hour and a half. Please come on and break down the whole transhumanist deal. You can send some of your slides and documents. We can do a whole David Icke presentation here. It's been so important, I haven't even plugged anything we're doing. Folks can find out all the great stuff you're doing at davidicke.com, your latest book, speaking engagements, and more. David, always informative and thought-provoking. Love the look of your new website. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Alex. See you soon. Bye.
All right, take care. Now go ahead and talk to him before he goes, Nico, and let's line him up for the next interview while we got him. We're going to come back and hit a lot of the more five senses news straight ahead. We're going to come back out of the rabbit hole a little bit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The values of our founding fathers are central to the GCN network. In honor of Patriots Day and as a gift from us, receive a free e-copy of the inspired book, Forever 1776, written by Daniel Brigman and Kevin Smith. Visit GCNlive.com right now. Click on the American flag and teach your children what's been missing from public education. Sign up today at GCNlive.com. America's hope lies in its revolutionary past. GCNlive.com.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not
We're back live for this short segment, part of the next. Dr. Steve Pashenik has been able to briefly join us today, and then I will get into the rest of the news I haven't hit yet towards the end of this hour. I never even aired the this week on ABC yesterday where they claimed I wouldn't show up to debate them live when they said that they weren't going to do the interview, basically, and then came to pick me up 12 minutes before it was airtime so they could claim I was a coward. Just all sorts of weaselly behavior out of government-run media. But Dr. Steve Pashenik, of course, ran the famous Camp David Accords as a psychological expert there. He wrote the manual on psychological warfare for the State Department, helped found the Delta Force with General Boykin and others. And, of course, been a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, co-wrote a bunch of books with Tom Clancy, produced Hollywood films. And he was the guy who came on in early 2002 to say that Bin Laden death was a hoax and that he'd already, died, that he wasn't alive, they'd roll him out later. Then Walter Cronkite came out and said it. Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State, said it. And then they rolled him out, and it was all fake. Well, now Cy Hirsch came out 2 years ago and said it's 100% lie. I have an article coming out. Well, they came after him. He shut up for a while. He talks some to our office. Now he's saying, well, it's just fake that they didn't have a firefight. Only one guy was killed. Well, that's what we were told. A double of Bin Laden. And then it was a military safe house. That's why it was a half mile from the main military headquarters of the whole country. The Navy SEAL started figuring that out. So they blew up their helicopter a few months later on a set up mission. I've since then talked to family members of the Navy SEALs, and I've talked to some of the Navy SEALs. The videos are up on Infowars.com. Within a day of the hoax, I said it was a hoax. And then within a few months of the event, we pointed out that they basically had killed the Navy SEALs. And joining us is Dr. Pashenik. We got 3 minutes to break. We'll come back with 10 minutes after that, sir. Appreciate your time. But what do you make of Cy Hirsch now and all this coming out at this point with the Bin Laden hoax?
Well, I've known about Cy Hirsch. We come from the opposite sides of the ideological spectrum, but he's very well versed in intelligence, and he is very accurate. There was no raid. There basically was no stand. The stand down was, as we said, a Cheney, Bush, Rumsfeld, and basically this was a CIA operation. It was run by the CIA and implemented by the CIA, started by Tenet, John Brennan. And what we have is a real problem of credibility in our military, in our political leadership, and in our intelligence leadership. And what this brings out is, like the My Lai massacre, the cover-up is major. It goes from Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, it goes to Bush Jr., Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Obama. And basically puts into place Admiral McRaven, who was in charge of the Special Forces, or the SEAL team, who claimed all this nonsense about how well they performed, and it puts into play Admiral Mullen, who was also a liar. I said it from day one, they were liars. I said they were ineffectual. I said the SEAL teams were blown out of proportion. It was a publicity stunt. And now, more than ever, Cy Hirsch has made it very clear. Now, I and Cy Hirsch have not agreed, and I've had a confrontation with him in an intelligence meeting. So for him to come out on our side to basically say the government's lying again and again. This is the key point for your listeners to understand. We have a government that is not legitimate. Obama has lied repeatedly. From the beginning till now, he has lied. Our military has lied. Our intelligence has lied. So we have candidates who are coming in, like Hillary Clinton, who also lied. She was part of this. She was a senator.
Well, Doctor, stay there. I'm going to come back to Dr. Stephen Chenick after this quick break to break down. What does it signify, though, that CNN's top headline would be this, and that Cy Hirsch is coming out with the truth now, or a limited hangout? What does that say is happening inside the power structure? Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Steve Pachinik is our guest. Then I want to air the Face the Nation thing I never really got to yesterday or this week, whatever the stupid Sunday propaganda show is, where they just lied and said that I didn't show up to the interview. They said, we're not doing it live. And I said, well, I'm not doing it taped. They didn't respond back and sent a car 12 minutes of airtime. Just the stunts they play now to try to win points. Everybody knows I go on live shows and I tear these people apart. I want to ask Dr. Pachinik his take on Jade Helm and all the drills the government's got him doing for civil disturbance and where he thinks it's all going, what they're gearing up for. Dr. Pechenik's talked about the states being the answer to getting control of the federal government. Well, yeah, and they're preparing and training the military to try to take on the states. People say, well, that'll never happen. Well, with the criminals we've got running things, it certainly might. And they're really worried about Texas. So we'll get Dr. Pechenik's take on that briefly here in a moment as well. But if you go to Infowars.com, you'll see flashback, proof, Bin Laden death, another government lie, Infowars report, 4 years before Hirsch revelations. And then we break down the day after it happened in an 8-minute video that it's a hoax. That was May 2nd, 2011. And then proof, Bin Laden death, another government lie. We've got interviews with Pechenik in there. We've got interviews with the family of some of the dead SEALs, multiple families. And we've got more current breakdowns of this. But I want to explain something to people. We've broken hundreds of secret documents here and hundreds of others that are restricted. And it's very dangerous to do that in this climate. You know, if we meet with a Navy SEAL and I talk about it on air, you better believe we did. Or if we meet with a family of a Navy SEAL who died, that's what I did a couple days after the helicopter blew up and they got rid of them, a few months after the fake killing. And the families and what the SEALs believe is that it was a body double they were there to take out. There wasn't a big firefight outside. The other helicopter just blew up. It was a half mile or less from the main military base of the whole country, their headquarters and their main academy. And so we never knew exactly what happened, but people on the ship said there was no burial at sea, so they court-martialed over 100 people. And it's just been one big cover-up. They lied about the Situation Room photo. Dr. Pechenik, you've got a lot of amazing sources. I know you've been visited by the CIA and MI6 and threatened. I've been threatened. And then they had the Stratford leak that they were tasked with trying to, you know, make us look bad. I mean, I didn't ask to be at the level of this whole game. All I want is my country back. But now I'm being attacked by up to 300 to 500 newspapers a day saying lies. I mean, on a Richter scale, previous attacks were a 2 or 3. This is a 10. What is going on? Why do you think they're targeting us? Is it getting ready to destroy me or building me up to be politically discredited with straw men? And then I want to go back into Bin Laden. But I want to be a little selfish today and ask you from your perspective and your sources, what is going on? Because they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off about this show. And quite frankly, I don't like being that prominent. I mean, this is a multi-magnitudes more effect. But I think I know my own answer, and I want your take on this. Congress is listening. The military is listening. Not that I'm special, but I have all these amazing guests on, people like you. And this show is a lot closer to reality than almost anything else out there. So this has become like the forbidden fruit channel or something where it's just gotten really hot and it shows the insanity of the official narrative. And so they're trying to discredit me right now with Pentagon-directed bull and CIA-directed bull. Where is this going?
Well, Alex, number one, let me assure you that nobody wants to take you out. The reason for that is very simple. They do not want to make you a martyr. That does not serve anybody's purpose. Number two, the reason you're exceedingly important, even to the intelligence community, to me, is remember, you were the only man who stood up 13 years ago when we had the 9/11 and said and allowed me to say this was a false flag and a stand down.
It was 14, now, Steve. 14.
14 years ago. So you have to remember, a prophet in his own country is never appreciated. You will never be appreciated in this country because you tell the truth. And no one in the Republic who runs the Republic can tolerate it. However, you have amassed a huge audience in the millions, which to many in the senior leadership is very threatening. And the reason is very simple. In the beginning, they could co-opt you as crazy or me as crazy and call us a very simple term, conspiracy. However, fortunately, your audience and the American audience is too smart, far too smart, to buy any of the narratives that were sold by Clinton, the Bushes, or by the CIA or the military. And eventually what happened in the age of the Internet, you were able to take that narrative without deviating an ounce, without backing off, But having sponsors and having someone like me say, keep going, Alex. You're brave. Don't worry about it. They will not attack you.
I've been attacked with propaganda and other things by different camps. I know it's not one monolithic system. It's just to be 41 years old and to have, no exaggeration, one day last week, 500 news articles and lying about me. What nerve have we hit? Is it they think we're weak so they're going in, or they think we're strong? Because, I mean, I can handle a lot of pressure, Doc, but this is starting to get like the Twilight Zone.
Well, the point is that is a sense of recognition and admiration. Remember, you're being lauded by the fact that they feel you're a threat to them by continuously cutting into their vulnerable point. It's a badge of honor, and the audience understands that people all over the world listen to you, and this a republic can no longer stand the way it is. It's falling apart.
Well, I just want the establishment to understand this, and I say this selfishly for myself and my own family. People get this stuff now. I'm not the only one talking about this. There's thousands of other prominent people that get the paradigm now. So doing something to me is not going to do anything. Except turn me into a martyr. But the thing is, I don't hate the government. I don't even hate these special interests. These people are almost blind, Dr. Pechenik, in my view, in that they don't look at what their actions are going to do 10, 15 steps down the road. They're destroying the empire itself. They're destroying the country. They are going after the press. They're going after our industry. They're just doing crazy stuff, and I just don't see it. I don't see this elite being able to continue on. That's all I'm saying. And all I want is prosperity and stability, Doctor.
Let me pull back a little bit and explain something to you. We are not a monolithic entity. I've said that before. But your ability to penetrate through and hit at the nerve spot allows different elements of the government, I won't identify which intelligence communities or which elements, to allow them to push back. And I'll give you an example. Why was this story by Seymour Hersh released now more than ever? Nobody's asking that question except you. And the answer is, my suspicion is, it's only my suspicion, I'm not going to conspiracy, is that it's elements within our own government who have very close relationships with Seymour Hersh and know him exceedingly well because Seymour had been in meetings with me with the intelligence community, and he knows he gets information from it. And it's the, I won't identify which units, it's a way of paying back Obama, Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton to get them out of the race. It's the way the industry, the intelligence system and the military system works indirectly in order to punish those political leaders and dynasties which think that they can run the republic, namely the Clintons, who were involved in 9/11. Let me finish. And the Bushes, Neil, Marvin, Jeb, and the old man, including Bush Jr., because they have destroyed the republic. Now it's time for the military and intelligence units that are loyal to the republic to punish this administration for what they did in Benghazi, for having demoted Petraeus, for having demoted 12 of our Navy commission Navy men, for having demoted AFRICOM generals, and this is their way to tell Obama, you're no longer in charge. And by the way, Hillary, you will not get elected, nor will you, Jeb Bush. And that's my point of view, which I think is well grounded in terms of knowing Seymour Hersh, knowing when he covers up, and knowing where he gets the intelligence. So what I'm saying to you and the public is, we have our own ways in the republic to punish those who've punished the people. And you have to have faith that you, Alex, and the audience have had an impact on many elements of our society which you don't know about. And some of them I don't know about, but there are many who I work with and can criticize because this country allows you to criticize as long as you serve it.
That was my next point. That's my next point. I want your take on this, and we'll go back to the bin Laden situation. Yeah. We'll have you back for a full hour soon if you can do it. StevePechenik.com, best-selling author, joins us right now, former spy chief, basically, with the State Department. If you pull back from all this, I totally agree with you. I know there's really good camps of people in the Army, in the Navy, in the Marines, across the board. They hate what's happening. I know 2 years ago, General Dempsey on that Saturday night went to the White House and said the military's not going to back an attack to topple Assad to put al-Qaeda in charge. It just, we're not doing it. So there is, just like Eisenhower warned of the military-industrial complex, he meant the special interest manipulating it. People always ask and say, well, tyranny couldn't come, our military wouldn't put up with it. Well, that's actually true. Our military has been saying no over and over again. That's why these bureaucrats are so angry with it, is that it's not perfect, but compared to them, it's you know, a whole different world. And you're right. I know for a fact when the FBI or the Justice Department subgroups or state police or federal marshals give us documents that turn out to be accurate every time, that burns the police state, it's because they don't like it. And there is a war going on from every different angle between different stratas, and it is good versus evil. And I mean, I agree with you. All this stuff coming out on Hillary and how she lied about getting shot at in Serbia is the inside system saying no to these dynasties and trying to reform things. So in this fight, I understand we're used as a conduit, because I'm the only person, at least in the past, crazy enough to stick my neck out and do this stuff to go forward in the future. So what does that signify, and how is the fight from your sources going internally for the future of the Republic?
Well, I'm more optimistic about the future Republic. Number one, without you know, caressing you or lauding you, you and I know we've gone back a long ways when you were very young and very courageous, and you were able to state exactly what I said, and we made the prediction that 14 years from now, after 9/11, some president is going to claim he killed Osama bin Laden, which we knew was nonsense. Secondly, you have to remember, when I walk around and see different people, some people may recognize me, but you know the first thing they ask me about? It's not Tom Clancy, my partner. It's about Alex Jones. And I say, well, how did you know who I am? He said, well, I heard you on Alex Jones. You are everywhere. I go to Europe. You're everywhere. In the Middle East, you're everywhere. So your voice is not just the voice of Alex Jones. It's the voice of truth and a prophet that within his own country has made an impact. Now, let me tell you, the intelligence community is a very rich and wonderful community. It's filled with individuals who feel very strongly about our country, but they can't come out in public and say what they want to, and especially in the military. I can't tell you how important General Martin Dempsey has been to our country in terms of restraining the wars, in terms of focusing, in terms of running our military in a time of uncertainty.
Next question, who's this new guy?
I don't really know him. I can't say anything. He's a commandant of the Marine Corps. I'm a great admirer of the Marine Corps. It's improved over the years. They've become very effective in what we call the human topography. In other words, they've learned about psychology and anthropology. But I really can't comment about any of that. I think it's important that we rotate through the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But there are people who have not worked with us, and that is what you're seeing now. I think Benghazi and I think what happened to Petraeus had a major, major impact on military and intelligence community, and especially a White House that was not very effective or very developed as in the Obama administration. They specifically do not want Jeb Bush anymore. They're tired of Bush. Bush is a liar. He worked with his brother. They're tired of Hillary Clinton. It's more than just her lies. It's the corruption that she's had with Russia, uranium, and with Bill Clinton constantly lying, constantly degrading the Republic. And our military and intelligence units will not tolerate
that. Sure. Well, we know the Clintons have been blackmailing with all the files they've got.
Correct.
But you can see that that people in the system are sick of them.
Correct. But, Alex, you cannot... I know it's hard for you, and I understand it very well. That's why I often volunteer to kind of give you and say to the audience, look, take a break, but you have to keep going on. This race is not a short-distance race, and you've done a formidable job over 14 years, but there's going to be more years to come. Because whatever we're going to elect, and hopefully it will be the Scott Walkers, the Rand Pauls, the people from the Midwest, the young Christians who come out of something that doesn't have any kind of tainted background and can begin to understand what our country needs. And it needs leadership. It needs to consolidate. It needs to close down our government units. But you're the voice. And that voice is going to attract a lot of dissident
behavior, and that's okay.
Well, I'll tell you what it comes down to. I mean, take this military drill. It's just more conditioning, more of an attempt, because I think the country's going to collapse to get ready for that. We never said Jade Helm would be the takeover, but everybody from the governor of Texas to Senator Cruz to Senator Paul to Congressman Louie Gohmert to Chuck Norris, you know, came out and said, I love our military, but I don't trust who's running it. Well, you know, Chuck Norris has got incredible military sources. The Special Forces love him. He hangs out with them all over the world. And I'm not going to say what I've been told and things. We're going to have some news tomorrow on that subject. But it's not just me. I'm just one little iceberg sticking up. Under the surface, what you just said, the military is so awake and knows what's going on. That's why the political elite, these globalists, better get their act together, because what they've got planned for this country, taking it over, setting up a police state, the dog's not going to hunt, Doc.
Well, let me tell you one thing. Number one, the police state can no longer exist, and it can't. It's not viable, and I'll tell you why. I live in the South. It is very hard for any policeman on a national level to be able to infiltrate any particular area of the South, because it's very fragmented and it has its loyalty to the local community. I can't emphasize enough how important it is for your listeners to work at the local level with the local police, with the local mayors, the local commissioners. They are far more powerful than the President of the United States, than the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We have military officers who work at the local level. I've got a military officer who works in my area, and at the same time as a commissioner. He's not taking over the government. He's learning how to run a civilian government while at the same time being able to service his country, what we call the patriot. That's what happened in 1776, and that's what I'm beginning to see all over the country. What we need are leaders who have served in our country, who understand where we have to go.
You know, you just said it. Stay there. Do the final segment with us, because that's it. I should just leave Jade Helm alone and let them practice taking over local government, because most of the military is already on our side.
Correct.
And so as they put them in local government, it just means our people are already everywhere. That's what the Barack Obamas don't get, is they're literally setting up their own downfall. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Final segment here with Dr. Steve Pachinik. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're fighting the mind control. When I talk about the prominence of this broadcast, I'm not here bragging. The reason I spend a little bit of time on that is that it gets creepy to have, you know, the media misrepresenting what you say, what you stand for, what you do, trying to discredit you because they're so scared of what you're talking about. And, I mean, they should be scared. We were the first to have Navy SEAL families on who lost their sons saying that Bin Laden raid was fake. Because it was. And I got death threats over that. Very specific ones. And I'm not really scared. It's just at the same time, I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing. But at the same time, I'm trying to help everybody. I mean, this country's going over the edge here. Somebody's got to restrain the out-of-control bureaucrats and corporate interests that sit overseas half the time and aren't really looking at what they're doing and don't understand how they're eroding America's real power. That's my view on it. And Dr. Pachinik finishing up on the whole climate in this country. Jade Helm, 10-state operation. Clearly, it's mastering the human domain. It's practicing how to take over locally for civil unrest and this new enemy, the Tea Party or whatever. But the good news is that's only woken the military up. But I think the system should look at all these small towns, people coming out of the woodwork saying no in a traditionally pro-military state like Texas. It's not anti-military. We understand the mission is an overall corrupt mission. I'm not against people who are vets running for office. I think that's great. But I'm talking about the fact that not just the military rejecting where Obama wants them to go, but the people understand that the military is being used for unconstitutional duties and that the feds are very scared of the states' rights movement. Dr. Pachinik, your take on that?
Well, you're absolutely right. What I begin to see more and more is that more young people are joining the National Guard and are getting involved in the local communities at a very young age, at the 20s, 30s. I even met a young woman who is 23 years old in the state legislature here in Florida, and it's very impressive. So you have grassroots that are coming out from very different groups, whether it's the Christian Missionaries of America, a religious group or political group, and or the Tea Party. And that is the essence of our democracy. So I'm not as worried about the police state coming down and our soldiers shooting in America. They're not going to do that.
I don't think that's going to happen either. The point is the political class is trying to sell that mission.
Well, the problem is, first of all, remember, you have aggrandized your audience into the millions. You look at Anderson Cooper, an ex-CIA operative who works, you know, on the weekend. He has less than a million people. You look at MSNBC, they're dead. You look at Fox, it's basically nothing more than Roger Ailes allowing himself to make more money. And I know Roger. I like him. But nobody takes it seriously. So the reality is, it's you and what the people find on the Internet and are able to cross the hatch.
Well, take Drudge. I mean, why does the Pentagon and Congress obsess over Drudge all day? I mean, it really shows that the system's a paper tiger.
Well, yeah, that's true. But on the other hand, you have General Dempsey, whose real concerns is, how many guys can I send into Djibouti? How many guys can I send into Iraq? How many special forces can I send into, anywhere near Iraq, into Jordan to protect them? I mean, we have serious problems that are being addressed in a serious way, where most of the time they're being asked about sexual harassment in the military by
senators. That's another question. Do five more minutes. 60-second break. StevePachinik.com. Steve Pachinik's our guest. I want to ask you, when we come back, in Overdrive, some stations don't carry it, Infowars.com/show. What is the elite doing harassing the military structure at every level? If I was a foreign enemy, this is how I would have wrote it, with all the political correctness training, all of it. And what's going on with ISIS from the information you have? Final segment, straight ahead, Infowars.com.
the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.